you know what day this is? Because I know what day this is.
Monday.
Today's Monday.
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for this?
Ready for what?
Ready for what?
Loud early morning
entertainment.
Can you do that?
Do people think you do that? Do you do that?
Do what?
Entertain me.
Do you do a lot of entertaining?
I do it all day long.
All day long? 5 days a week.
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
Buckle up! It's showtime!
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Monday morning. Good morning to you. The gang is all here. I'm John. Right there is Jackson.
Hey.
Monroe, good morning.
Well, hello.
Monroe was flashing her big hand at me and showing me her broken finger.
It's worse.
It does not look good this morning.
You're going to have to get that amputated if you don't go to a second opinion.
I'm telling you right now. Every day she comes into my office and she shows it.
It gets worse every day.
I have offered to re-break it personally.
Yeah.
And I could do that as an almost doctor. You know, I'm over there at...
All right, don't listen to him.
Well, right now I'm doing my...
Or any of his medical advice ever. Because he gives the worst possible medical advice on air. Very irresponsible.
Right?
Yeah, that's bad news.
Oh, yeah.
But for real, Monroe, just between me and you, you should absolutely go see a doctor about that again.
Should I?
Yeah. It doesn't look good.
It's all twisted again.
Listen, do you want to pay a copay or you bring right over here and I can... Right now.
Don't listen to him.
Just throwing out ideas.
He's the devil on your shoulder. He's actually just the devil.
Not even a shoulder.
Yeah, just the devil.
Yeah.
Love to know how your weekend went. Join the show. You can always text us at 844-649-1051. If you enjoyed yesterday's heat, good news. We're back in triple digits again today.
Ooh.
102, 103, somewhere around there.
I had to get out. I had to get out of the valley. I escaped to Kazi because it was so much cooler up there.
So is that why, was it yesterday you were paddleboarding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was too hot. I couldn't handle it, man. Got to get out of there. Got to get into the lake.
We spent the whole day at the pool.
Yeah.
The whole day.
Mm-hmm.
There was nowhere else to go.
See, and even though pool days can be rough, too, because you're just out in the sun baking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Takes it right out of you.
Oh, so tired last
night. Right?
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm so tired. I sat around a pool all day. Like, but I don't know what it is, but it totally takes it out of you.
It just sucks the life.
The sun is eating you.
It's devouring you. Yes, it's a Dementor. It's just sucking the soul right
That's
out
what
of
we
who you
need. Need one good Patronus. Protect us from all these hot days.
Believe it or not, we are continuing with $1K a day, your chance at $1,000. So 7 and 9 this morning, and then noon, 5 and 7 p.m. as well. You'll get that keyword, and then you just enter that keyword in at mix1051utah.com. I was doing that broadcast at Sprint on Saturday, giving away Lion King. Huge.
Good.
We had Lion King tickets every 5 minutes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I want to go to Lion King so bad.
I know.
You know what? No matter how bad the critics said it was.
Yes.
All of my friends said they loved it.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I talked to so many people, and we're going to get text reviews today on it, but almost everyone said it was great, and then I had one person trash it to me.
Really?
Say that, but as this person was trashing it, one of their complaints was that the animals were not...
cartoony enough?
Yes, they missed the cartoon part of it.
Uh-huh.
It was like they were too realistic for it to be fun, but then at the same time, they were complaining that... The animals didn't have all their bits and pieces. That was and I was like,
why are you so concerned about their bits and pieces,
That's
sir?
That's how I felt about it.
Creepy.
I'm like, right?
You should call the police on that guy.
Like, yeah. Well, you know, it's not that realistic. It doesn't have its bits and pieces. I'm like, I don't understand where you're going on this.
Yeah.
How do you want me to follow you down this path?
Yeah, when I watch animal documentaries.
Right.
That's not always my go-to.
That's not what you're going towards.
Well, it's not what you're
going
towards.
Oh, come on.
When the camera pans and you see it, you're like, so that's what that looks like on a lion. Okay. I'm not actively seeking it out, but I'm not paying attention.
All right, Monroe, help us out. Get us away from this with your pocket full of sunshine.
So,
I'm the weird one. Okay.
This is so awkward in this room right now. 19-story apartment building caught on fire in Philadelphia on Thursday. And some guy found out that his 65-year-old mom was still inside.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So she has some health issues and she's confined to a bed. So she couldn't get out. Firefighters wouldn't let the son go inside to check on her. But... He was, like, refusing to listen. He's like, that's my mom.
Yeah, of course.
That's my mom in there. So he decided to scale the building, okay? 15 floors. He had to climb on the outside of the building.
Are you kidding me?
Of a burning building for 15 floors. We don't know his last name. His first name is Jermaine, but it turned out his mom was fine. The fire didn't spread to her apartment, so she was just really shocked to see her son climbing over the railing of her balcony.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I'm just
that's
like,
pretty
oh,
rad.
Jeez. Hey.
The video is nuts. It's so cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson, let's get to it. The showbiz beat.
Let's do it. All right, Comic-Con, big weekend. Lots of crazy announcements, yeah. Including pretty much the entire Marvel lineup for the next, like, 10 years is released. So, starting with Thor, Love and Thunder, Thor 4, and it will introduce Natalie Portman as a female Thor, which is, she's back. She's back in the franchise.
I've been waiting to hear from Monroe. Monroe loves the Thor franchise, loves herself some Chris Hemsworth. What are your thoughts on this?
So, is she replacing Chris Hemsworth?
It's my understanding that he's going off with the one storyline, and then she's taking over a new storyline.
So this is going to be her movie.
This is the swap.
Yeah. Because
Chris Hemsworth is going to be in it.
Okay.
So you'll still get
some. I'm mad that Natalie Portman is all of a sudden on board when she fell off.
Do you feel like she trashed it at some point?
Yeah. Oh. She wouldn't come back.
I just found
she was too good for it.
Her character was boring.
Yeah.
That was my only issue. I'm like, oh, I hope she gets more exciting.
I can't speak to that.
Yeah.
But what I will say is at the time that she was in Thor, she was also one of the biggest movie stars in the world. Like, she was in
everything.
She was
everything. Black Swan.
Yeah. It was, not, yeah, that was like her swan song. Yeah. No pun intended. Because, like, she really didn't do much after that. But up to that point, she was in everything, really. So I think this maybe she felt like she if she got pigeonholed into a franchise, she wouldn't get any other work. Mm-hmm. But now she's like, hey, by the way, I'm willing to do Thor again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
They always come crawling back.
Right.
We're also getting a Black Widow movie, which is what we expected. A Hawkeye movie, which I didn't realize that anyone was clamoring for a Hawkeye movie.
Hey, wait. Okay.
What?
I just had to process it.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow. But
so is it going to be like a prequel?
I'm assuming it's going to be some sort of origin story.
Okay.
But maybe what Disney is planning on doing. They haven't released a lot of details about a lot of this stuff. But Disney is doing the Black Widow series. That's how they're kicking off their streaming service. So maybe the streaming service TV show is what leads into the movie.
You know, you talk about big actors. I'm always shocked Scarlett Johansson's still as involved as she is because she also had quite a film career.
She still kind of does.
I guess, but I'm just shocked she keeps doing these.
Hey, well, here's the thing. She goes in for like, what, a month to shoot her scenes. She gets a steady paycheck.
Yeah.
Right?
And you do the other stuff.
Yeah. And then she can go hang out in Bali for the other 10 months, you know?
Oh, we're getting a new Doctor Strange, a new Blade movie, and I think this is finally the first time that Disney gets a crack at Fantastic Four. And the good news is Fox set the bar so incredibly low. Like, you could easily just tiptoe right over that bar and you'd be fine.
Will Miles Teller be in this one as well?
That's good. Hope not.
Okay.
Because last time he was in one, I cursed him and his entire family. So he's still probably covered in boils or locusts or something. Also, new trailers at Comic-Con this weekend included Star Trek Picard. It's a streaming TV show on CBS All Access.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart's in it.
Patrick Stewart's in it?
Yeah, he's in a streaming TV show.
Really?
There's no such thing as movie stars and TV stars anymore, man.
Wow.
It's just actors getting work wherever they can.
That's cool.
There are going to be a lot of familiar faces, so if you're a fan of the Star Trek franchise, I think you're really going to like this.
He was my favorite.
Picard.
He was my favorite captain.
You know what? I've never seen anything about Star Trek. It's just not my jam.
Yeah.
I watched the trailer, which is up at mix1051utah.com. Oh, it looks good.
Really?
It looks real good. And I love Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. We are also getting a Walking Dead movie with the trailer. They call it a trailer. It's a 25-second teaser where it's just the Walking Dead logo. And it says, Rick Grimes returns in theaters 2020.
Wah, wah, wah.
It'll be good. But They're actually doing three Walking Dead movies with Rick Grimes in them. And the third movie is supposed to completely end his story arc.
Okay, so is that why he left the show then, was to do these movies?
No, he left the show because he thought there would be a better career afterwards.
Yeah. Man, we're learning the hard way. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he went, hey, Walking Dead.
Is Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson all on the same bus?
Yeah.
Pulled into town?
Yeah, but I mean, again, you take the money where you can get the money, and there's money in the Walking Dead machine.
I'm actually happy about this. And yeah. I can't wait to see what they do with a movie budget.
Yeah,
and Rick Grimes. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And that'll be really good. There's also a new Harley Quinn animated series. You can watch the trailer, but it is not for kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's an animated series on the DC streaming network, and it is Harley Quinn the way that Harley Quinn actually should be portrayed. It's kind of like a sassy teen comedy action. It's really fun, but not safe for kids. All those trailers are up at mix1051utah.com and like the most recent posts, and you can watch those. But again, there is profanity in the Harley Quinn one, so I would be real careful. And finally, Eddie Murphy is reportedly getting a $70 million deal for a series of Netflix stand-up specials.
Jeez.
70. Netflix is really leaning hard on the comedy, man.
I know.
They're hitting the horse for that ride.
How much did Adam Sandler get?
They all make about the same amount. So Dave Chappelle, Adam Sandler, it's like 20 or 30 per.
Well, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle got $20 million
there you go.
Per show that they did. So I don't know if Eddie Murphy, he's doing a series, so maybe he'll do three or four specials.
Huh.
It's incredible. But
I haven't heard it from Eddie Murphy in a while, so it'll be good. I love Eddie Murphy.
I think of Eddie Murphy now, and he's just donkey.
Daddy Daycare.
Yeah, he's donkey.
Daddy Daycare was a fantastic
film. Are you kidding me?
All right, let's go ahead and end this. That is the show, Bisbee.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Monroe, be honest with me.
Yeah.
The photo from your four photos, which is up on our Instagram page at Mix1051Utah, you have a photo of your cute daughter, Ella, and then a mountain of Amazon packages.
Taller than
pyramid.
Ella.
Taller than Ella.
It's a pyramid.
Are all of those from Amazon Prime Day?
It's from Prime Day.
They're all from
still,
Prime Day.
But there's still one out there. There's still one more.
Are you kidding me?
And keep in mind, that's just what came over the weekend. That's not what she was getting all week.
That's just my regular stuff.
I love that you built a pyramid so high, and you're going to continue building it brick by brick until it slowly becomes your tomb.
I look at this thing, and I go, poor Tom. Poor Tom who gets
stressed. He's having a heart attack.
Yes, every time one of these packages shows up, a little more gray turns into his hair.
A little part of him dies.
Yes, exactly.
You're breaking his spirit.
You should hear him, honey!
It's just a line of FedEx trucks out in front.
Yeah.
Just keep moving by. And like someone keeps coming
out. They just dump it on the lawn after a while. Exactly. Like, I'm not walking up to that front door again.
Our FedEx driver is going to come to our Christmas party this year.
Yeah, he should.
Exactly.
He's over every day anyway.
You can see the photo. It's up on our Instagram. Every Monday we do a four photos from our weekend. And please comment below. Tell us what you did as well. Just mix1051utah is our Instagram handle. All right. Also on Mondays, we love to read all the news stories out there. Find the stupid criminal stories. We put them together. We tell them to you, and we call it
Hey Dummy!
For example, a news crew from the ABC station in New York City was filming in Manhattan on Friday for a story about the heat wave. I'm sure if you turned on the news, you saw that, 75% of the U.S. right now is suffering through a heat wave, including us. It's going to be 102 today.
Ooh.
Well, while this news station was filming, two guys tried to rob a jewelry store just a few stores down. So they're set up there on the camera. And they're like, they got the person in front who's talking about how hot it is. Yeah. Then behind are these two criminals. I like to think they're wearing like the old-timey criminal outfit.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Yeah, sure.
With like the raccoon.
Mask.
Yeah, with the raccoon mask. And they're just like walking
and
along.
They're walking on the very tip of their tippy toes.
Yeah. Also, news crews are not, unintrusive. They're very obvious. You know when there's a news camera around.
There's a pretty big van usually that goes along with
it.
And it's not parked correctly ever.
Huge
light. Usually in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Well, it was a live shot.
Yeah.
So the cameraman was filming them, got everyone on camera, their car.
Dummies.
The cops got there, while they were doing the live shot. And they were able to arrest the new TV stars, to which we say,
hey, dummy!
All right, well, I got a guy who, he needed to get out of town for a minute. He's from Nigeria. He was arrested on Friday because he wanted to hitch a ride on a 737 jet.
Sure, right?
Of course, yeah.
Well,
got to get away.
Thing Uber was, pool. The how he did it. So he had his little carry-on bag, and he tucked it inside one of the plane's engines.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So put his carry-on bag there.
Sure.
Then he went and got on the wing and grabbed on with both hands.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No!
Yes. He grabbed onto the wing with both hands.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was like, all right.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready all the to way, go.
He's planning on going to Nigeria like that?
Oh, he was leaving Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
We just needed to get out of town for a little bit.
It's a quick jaunt.
I don't know if the plane would have even started with the carry-on in the engine.
Yeah, I would say that. Well, I don't know. They can take down a few birds, so I'm sure the carry-on won't be too big of a problem. Yeah.
Well, all right. So, anyways, a passenger saw him out there and said,
there's a man on the wing!
Stewardess!
There's a man on the wing!
And then they look out. There's no man there.
Ugh.
And then, yeah.
Shame.
That's what happens.
So scary.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, for that, we got to give this guy a big ol' hey, dummy!
My story comes to us from Belgrade. A 65-year-old Serbian man was arrested. Here's what happened. He was on this flight, and he was trying to get a date with a flight attendant. Mm. There's a pretty flight attendant walking around. Mm-hmm. 65-year-old dude's like, all right. Ripe for the picking.
Right.
So he asks her out. She says, no, sir, and goes about her day. Well, he didn't like this, and he wanted another opportunity to ask her out, but if he waited too long, the plane was going to leave and she was going to end up in another country.
Oh, no, yeah.
He's going to miss his shot.
Mm-hmm.
Romantic comedy.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you do in a romantic comedy? You call in a bomb threat. He calls in a bomb threat to the police saying that there's a bomb on the plane. And the police storm the airplane.
She comes running off.
Yeah. So he called it in order. He called the bomb threat in order to keep her in the country because he's like, well, this is going to get the plane grounded for a while. Not smart.
Oh, not smart.
Bad.
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Terrible idea.
He was arrested for making a fake bomb threat in order to get a date with a woman, to which we say, like, isn't Tinder a lot easier than this?
Right.
And also, hey, dummy!
I want to take your text on when did technology just ruin your day. I'll tell you why. You know, I'm going to Slick Bruins, Solid Community College, and
Jonathan.
I'm doing a lot of online classes.
Yeah,
because look, I'm a parent. I'm working.
You're busy.
I'm trying my best to get this degree, and so my chemistry class I'm taking is actually an online class, and you have weekly exams you have to take online.
Do you get to make stuff at home? You can, make slime and stuff at
home?
No,
if only it was that fun. This is not a fun class at all. and usually I'll find a place like Starbucks to go sit at, and I'll take my exam, and you have to, midnight to do it. And they take me about 2.5 hours to do. They're long, and they just take, these questions take forever. And it has not been an easy class for me. I will tell you that.
It's a hard one.
And so I'm sitting over, actually, this time our kids are in summer camp at a gym, and they have Wi-Fi. And I'm like, oh, cool. I'll just go over there. I'll take my test. I'll grab the kids after I'm done, and we can head home and move on with the day.
Yeah.
And I get over there, and I'm halfway through my test when I lose my internet connection.
No!
Uh-oh. It auto-saves, right? It auto-saves.
It auto-saves and submits your test.
Incomplete?
Oh, yeah.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, man.
Yep. So that happened.
And so you're going to get the grade, and you're going to try to explain your grade away. Well, I lost internet connection. Everybody's going to look at you like, uh-huh.
I got that grade. And let me tell you, it's not good.
It was an expensive C minus.
I wish it was a C.
Oh, no.
It was like, no.
Bummer.
Come back.
Bummer.
And there's nothing you can do.
That sucks.
Technology ruined my day. Yeah. You recently had a similar experience.
Oh, you bet I did, pal. Last week we did a live broadcast.
Yeah.
And so
the way the podcast works for our morning show is I take the recording in the prod room, the production room right next to us, and I just delete the songs, the music, I stitch it together, make it sound really nice. But when we are on location, I have to go to our recording software that records remotely.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it's a difficult software to deal with anyway, because it lags, it's slow, I don't like the audio editor, it's kind of a wreck.
You can tell when Jackson has to use this program.
Oh, it's so true.
In the office.
Yes. Everyone knows.
You're like, hey Jackson, how are you? What did you kill you?
So I'm sitting there, and I'm editing the podcast because we were live, so I had to use this stupid program that this company just loves so much and keeps trying to force on me.
There it goes.
And so I finished the podcast, I click save, I click download, and the software just crashes. It just crashes. You know why? Because it's garbage software. It's terrible. It's the worst. I'm like, okay, well, at least I saved it. Nope, didn't save it either. The software just stopped working, and I had to start the podcast all over. And keep in mind, editing this podcast is a several hours kind of ordeal.
Right, yeah.
So I lost like 2-3 hours of work. Because our company just loves this software so much, and they won't listen to me when I tell them it doesn't work.
I don't know if you could tell, but he was so upset.
He's already mad at this program because it exists.
Right, yeah.
Just for existing.
And then this
happens.
I'm like
hot thinking about it. I'm so mad. Like, my face is red.
Monroe, has it ever happened to you?
All the time. Yeah. I can't think of, like, something in particular, but... I'm terrible with computers. Like, I literally, every time I have to call the IT guy, I'm like, listen, I know it's me. I know it's something that, it's user error.
It's what I'm doing.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just undo whatever it is I did to ruin it.
I bet a lot of them, and we'll take your text next, will be like not saving something. Something getting ruined midway through projects. Like, Jackson, we have very similar stories, right?
Yeah.
Mine was the test. Yours was our podcast.
Right.
Same idea.
Right.
Just messed up. For example, Kristen just texted in saying, my computer started updating in the middle of a 13-page organic chemistry term paper.
No!
And then deleted everything.
Oh, Kristen, that sucks.
No. Dude, I will tell you, every time I have to do an update on my computer, it goes horrifically wrong. And it's down for like 24 hours.
Oh,
I can't
figure
out what it is.
That happens.
Everything's gone.
Our laptops here, because when we go out to do like a broadcast from somewhere, we do it on these laptops, and that's what lets us get into the studio.
Right.
And without fail, it always starts updating, like once we start the broadcast, and then you can't do anything with, you just have to sit there and let it happen.
Oh yeah. I've been live at location with a microphone in my hand, and I've still had to call the studio and do my break over the phone.
Right.
Because guess what? Time doesn't care if your computer's not working.
No.
You put that break on because it's 7:15 and that break is supposed to be in there at 7:15.
So when did technology just ruin your day? What were you trying to work on and it didn't save or it shut down on you? We want to hear from you. You could call us, you could text us right now. Just join the show. This text saying, have you ever had the blue screen of death? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
Constantly here.
Yeah. It's nonstop.
That's how it starts up.
That's where it just starts blue and it's like,
it just goes blue and you're like, okay.
I'll tell you, I have an ongoing battle with our printer.
John's printer. And it's, you know what's funny is no one else has problems with this printer.
No.
It is just John.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. So I go to the printer the other day, and I'm like, oh, there's red light. What's wrong? Oh, it's out of paper, so I put paper in. And sure enough, the last person that tried to use it was John.
Oh, yeah.
All you had to do was put paper in it, and it
would
have printed.
I tried yelling at it. I tried pushing buttons.
That's not how you fix it.
I tried smacking the top of it, not too hard to break it, but just enough to, like one of those.
You know the big red blinking light that says check status?
Right.
When that's blinking, you just push it, and then it says, hey, I'm out of paper.
I have spent mornings. Well, Monroe and Jackson will be coming in, and I have just been over at that printer.
Yelling
at it.
Pulling the few strands of hair that he still has.
Exactly. I'm like sweating.
Yeah, I'm just like, did you run a marathon? Right. What are you doing?
This printer.
The worst.
Letty, I used to have this integrated medical software. We had a patient that had to go in for emergency surgery, and the x-ray transfer wasn't working. I had to send the images as JPEGs so the doctors could read them. Oh, instead of going the normal way, you have to send, like,
imagine
that. You're, like, taking photos of things, like, with your camera and trying to airdrop them to the doctor. Like, that's how bad it's gotten.
This didn't happen to me. It happened to one of my employees back when I was a manager. They were trying to tell me a story, an issue with a customer, and they were like, this is what I'm talking about, because they had taken photos. So they open up their camera. Open up the photos.
Oops, nope.
Clicked on the wrong one.
No.
She clicked on the wrong one and showed it right to her boss. I'm like, oh, spicy, honey. My goodness.
You're like, well, there's a lot of things wrong with that.
Yeah. I was like, well, no wonder that customer was so upset. Yeah.
I used to work for a customer service company, and their servers would go down all the time, so we used to have to resort to using Rolodex info to help these people.
Cool.
It would take about a 2-minute process to an hour process. Oh, yeah. Let me just find that person.
Dude, I had a friend. This is like the greatest story ever. I had a friend who worked at a call center for Dish, I think.
Uh-huh.
So he was just customer service for Dish. Answering the phone, guy calls, and he's like, hey, yeah, you guys set up my stuff, and there's no sound on my TV now. So I don't know what you did wrong. And so he's walking this guy through it, like restart it, you know, okay, volume, you know, let's try this, go into your settings forever. Okay. And then he gets his manager on the line. The manager can't figure it out. So they're like, everybody's huddled around trying to figure out why the sound. And so they're like, okay, sir, explain what's on the screen, everything that you're seeing. And he says, you know, well, there's the picture of the show that I'm watching, and up in the left-hand corner, it says muddy. And they're like, does it say mute?
Muddy.
Muddy. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Bless his heart.
I know.
Oh. All right, one more when did technology ruin your day story. This text says, I was sitting next to my coworker, and he was working on a huge computer project. He never bothered to save after hours of work. Turns out when he went to the bathroom, I stretched my legs out under his desk and, you know, hit his power switch with my foot.
Oh, no!
Oh,
he lost
everything. No!
I just sat there after watching him come back like, do I tell him I did it? I never did. I just watched it.
Oh, take it to the grave. Take it to the grave. That's so good.
He is still texting the story.
All right, Monroe. Let's get to your pocket full of sunshine.
Well, okay. I did this one for Jackson. Because there's a new species that they've just discovered.
What is it?
Oh,
bears?
Fish.
Fish?
It's
okay.
Fish. Here's the thing. It's a tiny pocket-sized glow-in-the-dark shark.
I want one.
Isn't it cute?
Hold on, let me look at
this. It's so cute.
All right, what does it look like?
Oh, they're so cute.
It kind of looks like a whale.
It looks like a little whale, like a baby whale.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got little teeth.
5.5 inches average. It's the 5.5-inch American pocket shark.
I love it. Where do they find him? In America, obviously.
It says discovered in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's not that far away. Hop, skip, and a jump away.
I hear a Jackson on the street.
We go get our pocket sharks. We just keep them right there next to the haunted rabbit.
You're just traveling with like an aquarium full of pocket sharks over the border.
Drive, Jackson, drive.
No, but they glow in the dark. That's so cool.
But they're just, I mean,
it's like,
outside of glowing in the dark, they're just very cute.
It is so cute.
They're so cute.
Right?
We'll get it up on Insta Story so that you can see it. Mix 105 on Utah on Instagram, because everyone needs to see what the pocket shark looks like.
Give us about 2 minutes and we'll post it there. Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it. Gordon Ramsay is so mad at you right now.
Why would I do?
Because you won't eat guinea pig.
That's gross. There's no meat on a guinea pig.
So he says that he can never feature roasted guinea pig on his menus here in America because they'd be taken down. You don't know what you're missing. I'm telling you, delicious.
Uh-uh.
Fried guinea pig is a big delicacy down in South America. You fatten them up real good. Little haunches.
I just Googled, what does a guinea pig taste like?
Chicken.
Duck. It's a gray meat. Ugh. Very rich and oily.
Gray meat? It's a gray meat.
I think I'd try it.
Oh, I'd try it for sure.
Yeah.
No!
Why?
I've been on this earth way too long to introduce new meats. Okay? I'm not eating ostrich.
That is my favorite way you could have ever put that.
I want someone to grab that audio so we have it for our rejoiner.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't worry. We'll get that for you. Been on this earth too long to try new meats. I don't know. I don't like duck, though.
Oh.
So yeah, I don't either.
It's just like biting into oil.
Oh, I like it.
I'm not a big fan. But yeah, he's really, he's genuinely upset that he can't serve us guinea pigs because everyone's so sensitive around here.
We all need to just loosen up a bit.
Yeah. Even though I hate guinea pigs, I love pigs and I hate guinea pigs. If we could figure out a way to get bacon from guinea pigs instead of real pigs.
You're all about it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd eat guinea pig bacon all day. Hate those whole things.
Watch out, guinea pigs.
I'm coming for you. Shannon Doherty is going to guest star on the episode of Riverdale, which honors the late Luke Perry.
Oh.
So if you don't know, Luke Perry was on Riverdale. In fact, most old-timey soap opera teen stars are on Riverdale. And I guess he has been trying to get his former castmate Shannon Doherty from Beverly Hills 90210 onto Riverdale for years. He tried since the beginning to get her on to do a guest role, and she wouldn't do it. But now, in order to honor him, she'll be in an episode.
Please.
I kind of feel the same way.
It's really? Just to honor. It's in, to honor him. He tried to do this for years. No, he didn't. You asked him for years.
Oh, you're going that way.
No, I think he actually genuinely tried to get her on.
I think she's been playing hard to get.
She doesn't want to do the show. Yeah. But she's going to do it for her old pal, Luke, which I think is very cute. But Monroe's not having any of it.
She is not having it.
All right, we're just going to tuck and roll.
By the way, Carly has had guinea pig.
Is it delicious,
She says,
Carly?
We ate it when we were in Peru. It was okay, didn't love it. So, not a glowing review.
It's not, there's no meat on a guinea pig. It's like eating a chicken wing.
It's fine. I love
chicken wings. Sound good.
That's fine.
Sounds fantastic.
No issue there. A new survey by Insider Magazine reveals that 20% of people believe aliens have visited Earth.
Which that seems low.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Considering how many of us are rated a Storm Area 51.
Right, exactly.
Go round up ourselves an alien. We seem pretty confident that they haven't been here yet. I'm not a big believer in that sort of stuff anyway. But
Jackson's not a believer. I am a believer. It's what keeps us going.
Really?
Monroe?
No.
You don't believe in the aliens?
No. I think if they came to Earth, they would either destroy it or just breeze on
they've
by.
They've been observing us. They've been watching us. They're like, we're not going by those people. Have you met them? They're crazy.
Oh, my gosh. What if Earth
so
is like alien TV?
Oh, yeah.
We're all just a bunch of Trumans.
Truman shows.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like that. I'd be a fan.
I'm like, dude, this is a mess. Especially this mixed morning fix. You got to see these
Have you
guys.
Seen it this week? It's gross. They're wild over there. Yeah, I thought 20% was real low.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be much higher than that. I'm not saying I don't believe aliens exist. Like, I'm sure there's life elsewhere. The universe is just too big.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we've experienced it here on Earth.
You think there's any flying saucers?
At least not in our time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe it happened in ancient times. Maybe that's what was going on with the Mayans and stuff.
Oh, no, not this theory.
But, like, I don't think that it happened for us
in
recorded history.
Got it.
Because we would know about it at this point. There's cameras everywhere,
they're
dog.
They're catching them, man.
No, they're not. Them. They're absolutely not.
It's the government.
Every photo is proven to be falsified.
It's the government that wants you to think that.
Wow.
Okay.
This is intense.
NBA star Kyrie Irving is helping Nike develop a new line of SpongeBob SquarePants sneakers.
Yes.
Oh.
The sneakers will be released throughout the month of August, and they will be bright yellow, pink, and green. And, like, that is my jam. That is my jam. But I would love a pair of Squidwards that are just sort of greenish and brown. Because I love Squidward. He is my everything. He's just so cranky. He's always over it. He's absolutely had it with you. Jamie Lee Curtis going to star in two more Halloween movies.
What?
They're doing Halloween Kills, which will be released in 2020, and Halloween Ends 2021.
How was the last one?
I never watched it.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, okay. I didn't either.
Yeah,
I don't
either.
Do scary movies.
Oh, I love scary movies. That's I just didn't get to that one.
Yeah.
They release a lot of scary movies, man. There used to be a very niche market that liked scary movies, and we'd get one, maybe two a year. Now, I feel like there are three every month.
They say that new Netflix film is really scary with the Disney star in it.
I started it. Secret Obsession.
Secret Obsession.
I had problems because it's so, the
acting is really corny.
Oh, is it like TV movie style?
Yeah, exactly. That. Like, it was almost like Lifetime soap opera-y. Oh. And, like, it kept pulling me out of it. I really wanted to believe these people and believe that she had amnesia and believe that he was just, like, her husband. But I was like, they're leaning on him being a bad guy too hard.
And interesting.
I'm sure there's a secret twist that I have to just be patient and wait for. But after 20 minutes, I turned it off.
Did you?
I can't follow this. This is so lame. But the reviews coming in say it's great and terrifying.
Yeah.
So I really want to try again. That is the Showbiz Beat.
Thanks, Jackson. All right, pick the story you want to hear. Jackson, your story is...
Slow down, clown!
Monroe, yours is...
Kids' activities we still like as adults.
And I've got... It's so hot that...
How hot is it?
Okay.
It's hot.
We literally just did it right. And now this time around, you guys both failed.
Who are you?
Just terribly.
I haven't met you before. It's nice to meet you.
I'm going to let the text messages come back. We'll go to the calls first. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Nicole Wilcox.
Nicole, how was your weekend?
It was actually really good.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do?
Went to the lake.
Awesome.
Sand Hollow, St. George.
Oh, well, fun. Jackson was at the lake, too. He tried paddleboarding for the first time.
It was really hard. I'm not coordinated, it turns out.
I believe you. I'd probably fall.
Yeah.
Nicole, go ahead and choose the news.
The kid activities that you like to do as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
Going with Monroe. All right. We got your vote, and you're in the drawing for those Hobbs and Shaw movie passes.
All right. Awesome.
I'll tell you this. One of us is definitely pulling ahead in a big way. Morning, guys. I'd like to vote for Monroe today because I'm a giant child. Thank you. John, I love you, but this morning I have to go with Monroe. That's from Maddie.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Morning, Monroe. Pretty sure I do a lot of kids' activities. Tell me what I'm missing. That's from Rochelle.
Me too. I love now we're
getting,
this stuff.
Yeah, we're getting toasted. We are getting killed this morning.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. That's so exciting.
Let's just tally up these votes now because the winner with 94% of the votes.
Dang. You guys.
Yeah, is Monroe.
That's just embarrassing for you.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
It is. You're right.
All right. So this new survey... says that 2/3 of adults say that they, quote, don't act their age. And here are the top 10 activities that we still love to do that we did as kids, but, you know, now that we're adults. Number 10, go down a slide.
I always do when I'm at the park with the kids.
I know, right?
I always go down the slide.
Oh, yeah.
It's a blast.
And then your kids get too old. They're like 8. And they're like, Mom, you don't have to go down the slide with me anymore.
Shut up.
Like,
this is for me.
I know. I'm like, we're going to race.
I usually just make them stand to the side and watch me go down the slide.
I don't think the last time I went down a slide.
Do it.
It's been years.
Do it.
Oh, yeah, go do it.
Well,
it's a little weirder if you're there.
I don't have kids. And I'm balding and I'm almost 30.
So for me to be alone at a park is
like, I feel uncomfortable just walking. I go to the park to do my walks and my runs and stuff. I feel uncomfortable being without a child at the park.
That's a good point.
Just doing my adult business.
What other things, Monroe?
Play with Legos. That's a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Color, another big one for me.
Yeah.
Play mini golf. That's not a kid thing, is it? That's to practice putting.
I felt bad for Liam. He's getting into golf, so I took him to the driving range this weekend. And we went to Mulligan's, which has the like the putt-putt right there.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole time we're at the driving range, she's just like, Dad, can't we just go play putt-putt? And I'm like, no, we're doing real golfing today. And he just, like, stared through, like, the putt-putt.
He's like, put it somewhere else.
They have the coolest course. John, you're a monster.
You should feel terrible.
I went to go to the driving range.
Oh, jeez.
Have you watched Holy Moly on ABC?
No. I have, off of your recommendation.
It's great, right?
It's so fun.
It's great. It's such a fun show.
Televised putt-putt golf.
Yeah, mini golf.
So oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rob Riggle's one of the hosts.
So funny.
And he's so good.
Oh, man. I might actually watch that. That might be a golf thing that I could actually watch.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Let's see. Number 6, watch kids' TV shows. I told you about that one show that I watched, the kids' soap opera. The Tribe. Remember that one? I got all hooked on it.
Yes.
Because all the adults got a virus and they died. And so it was just kids and they were living in the mall.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
They had to pick a leader. It was so much drama. I had to watch it.
Having kids is the best way because you get to watch so many kids' movies. We're watching Princess and the Frog right now.
I love Princess and the Frog.
It's so good.
Dude, Princess and the Frog was a great show.
Yes.
I loved Ella's Princess and the Frog face.
Did she go through one?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was That's All She Wanted to Watch.
I love the music.
I watch more children's television now than I ever did as a kid.
Yeah.
Dude, thanks to Ike, I know about Pokemon.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I really wish you could go back in time and experience it like when it first hit big. Because, let me tell you.
I like the Sun and Moon one.
I don't know.
It's like where they're the in Hawaii.
One. Uh-huh. Liam watches that
one. I like that
one.
Yeah.
You're speaking to me as if I know there are more than 150 Pokemon. I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know anything about
that. All right. Number 5, blast our music.
Yep.
Still a kid thing.
Still do it.
Too loud, you're going to go deaf. Although my husband actually did go deaf from it. So, take warning, kids. Number 4, watch Disney movies.
Yep.
Dude, I can't even tell you. Being an adult and going to see Shrek, even though they were kind of like geared towards adults, I still felt like weird about it. Like
yeah.
I needed a kid.
Once you have a kid, it makes it easier.
Uh-huh.
I still do it. I don't care.
I know you do.
I don't care, man.
Dude, number 3. Pop bubble wrap.
Oh, do that every day.
Yeah. Who doesn't do that, right?
Yeah.
Except for Amazon's kind of ruining it because they're doing those
big
air pockets.
My kids like to pop those too.
They just jump on them.
Yeah, they jump on them. That's exactly right.
One good pop.
Yeah.
As an adult, I don't jump, okay? I will pop some bubble wrap, but I will not jump.
Gotcha.
Too real. Number 2, watch cartoons, which that kind of goes along with all that. And number 1 is play board games.
Just played board games last night.
Yeah.
We got to do that as a topic because the kids are getting into them and I'm looking for board game recommendations.
Oh,
so
man.
We'll talk about that coming up.
Oh, I got all the board games. Settlers of Catan. They'll love it.
Yes. I love it.
It sounds complicated, but it's really not. Kids can be good at it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jackson's story and my story, we'll tell it to you in the podcast today. It's been a minute since we played it. In fact, I think the last time we played it, we had Lowe from Utah Royals FC playing with us. But it's
so
called
great.
The Florida Headline Match Game.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right, it works like this. You need to tell me the missing word from these real headlines that came from the news. Of course, all from Florida. Our friends down there just keeping us entertained.
Always a mess.
All right. Police arrested a Florida man for climbing on top of a playground structure and lecturing kids on blank. I'll read it to you again. Police arrested a Florida man for climbing on top of a playground structure and lecturing kids on blank.
Oh.
Jackson, we'll start with you. What do you think the Florida man was doing?
Well, he was up there teaching the kids about a hard day's work, honest day's work, pulling copper out of walls. I mean, you break into a house, here's how you get the copper.
Right.
You know, it's not easy work.
No, it's not.
But it's good. It's stable.
It's good money.
Yeah.
It is good money.
Yeah, good work if you can get it.
Monroe, what do you think he was lecturing those kids on?
The correct way to do laundry.
Oh.
Okay, you wash whites on hot water, not cold. You don't ever wash your black jeans in hot water.
You're telling me he was passionate about the laundry services that
like,
are
come
out
on.
There.
Mm-hmm. Come on. You
exactly.
guys, they're not going to teach you this stuff in school.
Who is not passionate about separating their clothes? It's this guy.
Well, I got shocking news for both of you. You're both wrong.
No.
No, he was there on top of the playground lecturing kids on where babies come from.
No.
That's what he was doing.
Actually,
the store.
I might
right?
go push my kid over there.
Right, go listen.
I don't have to do it.
All right. Lawmaker files ban to repeal state ban on blank in bars. Again, this is a real headline.
Okay.
Lawmaker files ban to repeal state ban on blank.
So he's
in
banning
bars.
A ban.
Yes. He's
in
like, how
bars.
Dare you ban this? This should be allowed.
I want to ban your ban.
Yes. What does he want brought back in?
To bars?
To Florida. Yeah.
Babies. He's just like, man, don't you hate it when you have a hard day's work?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to the bar and just throw a few back, but you got to take care of your stupid kids.
Wait. You brought a baby.
Solution.
In a bar.
In a bar.
In the movie.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes.
Monroe's very excited
about this. That we played along with our movie game.
All right, Monroe, go ahead. What's your guess? What did the lawmaker want to bring back that the state just banned?
Well, they banned alligators.
Mm.
And you know what? Like, there's something about a little bit of thrill in a bar, like danger, you know, that livens up the place.
Plus, that's discrimination. This is not just any alligator. This is my wife. And she should be allowed in this bar if she wants to be. I dressed her up in a ball gown. She's having a Cosmo. She's having a great time.
No, the real headline that came from the news, lawmaker files ban to repeal state ban on dwarf tossing in bars.
Wow.
Yes, he's saying let's bring it back.
Yeah.
I don't care what you guys...
It's my right as an American to throw another person.
Here's the next one. College students warned after they brought a blank alligator into dorm and tried to make it an internet sensation. College students warned after they brought a blank alligator into dorm and tried to make it an internet sensation.
A dead alligator.
A dead alligator.
They were just like, they're out there, saw him by the side of the road, like, oh.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, exactly.
Alligator style.
They hooked him up. They actually made him a sort of a marionette.
Okay.
Sat him up in a little computer chair and made him type on the computer.
Put shades on him.
Yeah.
So he's like a cool croc.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A cool croc.
Yeah.
Well done, Jonathan.
I can't go to Monroe because Jackson, you got it exactly right.
No way.
Nice job, buddy.
Man, when I do this, I try to think of the most ridiculous thing I can think of, but Florida out-ridiculouses me every time.
That's Florida for you. So Monroe, we'll start with you on this one.
Okay.
Security officer fired for uploading his blank to Instagram.
Wow.
Security officer fired
his pocket jerk
for uploading his blank to Instagram.
So it's a photo, right?
It is a photo.
Okay. So for uploading.
Is it a photo?
Video, maybe?
It's a video. Yeah.
Ow.
Uploading his blank to Instagram.
Man, you know, I don't know why you ask me these things when you know where my mind's going and I can't get it out of the gutter.
This is the hardest question for Monroe.
Yeah.
She will ever have in her career.
I know.
Just
right?
want you to know
she
that.
She can't control herself.
She can't. She can't help herself in what she wants to say.
Can I say man boobs?
Man boobs.
Moobs.
Moobs.
Can I say that?
You can.
He was okay.
doing the, did.
He was doing the truffle shuffle.
No, it's not that. Jackson, we'll go over to you. What was he uploading?
Well, he uploaded a video of him and his alligator wife having their first dance. See, the guy was trying to repeal a ban on alligators in bars. So he had to post his wedding video, and he goes, there's nothing wrong here.
Where they
it's
recreated
beautiful.
The dirty dancing scene,
yeah.
right?
He holds her up over his head.
The time of my life.
Shockingly, no.
No?
No. Oh. He was uploading his farts to Instagram. I had to click on this one.
Why?
The other ones I didn't click on, but this one, I had to know more.
So what is he like? Does he zoom in on his...
He was bored, and he was just...
Tooting. Sitting.
Yeah. And recording videos and uploading it to Instagram.
Did he get a lighter? Really?
No.
Just blow him up?
It wasn't
it?
Even that cool. It was just
Dude,
sad.
I will admit, there's been a few times in my life where I've said, okay, that was so unreal that that actually happened. Like, I feel like I should have shared it with somebody.
Wow. I don't know what to say to that.
This is what you say to that. Don't ever change,
Ew.
Monroe.
Yeah.
Don't ever change.
You keep doing you, boo.
You keep doing you. All right, one more. A man had his blank taken away after he was arrested for driving a stolen car. A man had his blank taken away after he was arrested for driving a stolen car. Jackson, we'll start with you.
Well, the reason he got the car in the first place was that he busted open, used a screwdriver to turn it on.
Oh.
So, naturally, they took his screwdriver away.
Not his trusty screwdriver.
How? Exactly. That's his livelihood, man.
How is
he
going to
take away a man's hard day's work?
How's he going to get that copper wiring?
Thank you.
Can't
that's
do
what
it.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Monroe?
See, I like to imagine it's a continuation of the saga of the alligator.
Oh.
It's like this man.
Alligator wife.
How was he going to get her his wife around?
Wife
How was he going to get her to the bar?
That's right.
She needed a fancy ride.
So you're telling me they took his gator away?
Yeah, they took her away.
You're close. The actual headline, a man had his monkey taken away after he was arrested. And that is the Florida headline match game.
I love that little hand.
Friday evening, got a text from Monroe. She was a little nervous.
Oh my gosh. I was like sweating. Yeah. I was sitting there like, I am so nervous for my daughter.
So your daughter Ella was starring.
Yes.
And it was like their own take on Wizard of Oz meets Wicked.
Yeah. So okay. It was Wicked. It was the wonderful Wizards, Witches of Oz or something like that. So it was Harry Potter, Wicked, and Wizard of Oz.
All right. And you were telling us on air about how Ella had even like a solo. She was going to sing the great Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, she was Dorothy.
So you went to the theater.
Uh-huh.
You were
it was
nervous.
An outdoor.
Outdoor.
Yeah.
You were nervous because you were texting us.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh. I know. I was trying to tell Tom, I'm so nervous. And he's like, why? I don't know. But I was really nervous.
Yeah, of course.
Because she only had, she got the part Monday night. So then she had Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to prepare. And then she had to do it on Friday.
And this is one of those like summer camps that you go each day and you can you practice. And it's like a week long. And then you do a performance at the end.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was really nervous for her. And I could tell that she was nervous. And I didn't know this. But the teacher came up to me afterwards. And she's like, you know, your daughter tried to give this part away.
What?
And that's what I said. I was like, what? And
yeah.
She said,
why?
Because she didn't think that she could do it.
Oh my gosh, Ella.
So sad.
But guess what?
She killed it.
She nailed it.
Yeah.
She nailed it. Like all of her cues, everything. She just did such a good job. I was so, so proud of her. And then after the show, she was like signing scripts and programs for the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool. I was like, oh my gosh, you did it.
Oh, that's cool.
I was so proud of her. Oh.
Is that when you made the rainbow mac and cheese for her? Because it was like part of Wizard of Oz, and it was like
I wish that was it. No, it's YouTube.
How silly of me!
I want to spend 24 hours eating nothing but rainbow food, Mom. Okay.
Oh, so she saw something on YouTube where someone did this.
Yeah.
Just okay.
24 hours of
eating rainbow food.
Yeah.
And so when you made mac and cheese, what did you do?
So I had to do macaroni. So I had to make the macaroni and cheese how you normally would. And then I had to split it into four different bowls so we could have green noodles and purple and red and yellow. And then
Parenthood sounds exhausting.
No, right? Like this should have been a 15-minute process.
Yeah.
The mac and cheese is done. There you go. But no, then I had to divide it up. And then you have to mix the food coloring in. And then you have to lightly sprinkle each color in. Because if you just start mixing, then all the food coloring mixes.
Sure.
Yeah, right? And it's just going to be brown
mac
and cheese. So I had to lightly sprinkle each color in her bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
absolutely not.
Oh, my gosh. And then I had to do the same thing with the grilled cheese.
How do you do a rainbow grilled cheese?
You take the cheese, you shredded cheese, and you do one bowl of red, one bowl of purple, one green, one bowl of yellow.
Oh my gosh.
And then you do it in lines.
You might
and
have
then
to do that.
You have to make sure it's extra melty because what she wants is when you slice it down the middle, she wants to pull the cheese apart so it kind of sticks together and forms a rainbow.
You know those stories you hear like where people get their concert writers where they ask for like just green M&Ms?
Yeah.
And you wonder like how that happens? Uh-huh. Yeah. Monroe's creating the diva right now.
Oh, yeah.
She did a great
sure.
show Friday night. Ella crushed it up on
stage. It's nothing but rainbow for a whole day.
Yes, exactly. Because that's what performers get when they do a good job.
Probably.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Whatever. She wanted to spend
that's
24
cool.
hours eating rainbow food.
And you did it.
Sure.
That's what the kids are watching on YouTube, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to spend. No. Like, the worst one I think so far is I'm going to spend 24 hours eating food that look like my squishies. So they have all these squishies, and she's got like a squishy banana, so she can only eat a banana. And
oh, really?
Yeah, like cupcakes. And
we have stretched for topics on this show before, but never in my life have I heard of anything so ridiculous.
And so I watch these videos,
YouTube,
and I get
buddy.
So frustrated. Like, why can't I be rich?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we spend hours trying to figure out how we're going to do this show each day.
Yeah, and some 4-year-old who's playing with toys is a multimillionaire.
So true. All right, Jackson, one final time on this Monday. Let's do the showbiz beat, man.
Let's do it. All righty. There's a betting site called Ladbrokes, which has listed Taylor Swift's musical movie Cats as winning 16-1 the Best Picture Oscar.
Mm. No.
The favorite is Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which has odds of 8-1.
Dude, we still have to go through all the fall releases first. Like, just so far.
Has the Quentin Tarantino one, have people seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
No, I know it's out, right?
Maybe it's right now, like, select theaters.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about this movie. Okay. So other than like Brad Pitt's in it.
And Leo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie.
That's what I got for you. So I'm glad we had this conversation. So Smart Money's on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but you can't discount Cats yet. Not yet. I can't. It looks bad.
No, I disagree. Everybody did say that it looked creepy and bad, but I thought it looked great. I think it's going to be awesome.
I don't like Andrew Lloyd Webber anyway. And so to have to go through this again is going to be
hard. How dare you? Okay. Phantom of the Opera.
I'm with you, Monroe.
Oh, my gosh. One of the greatest soundtracks of all time.
I agree. Yawn. Yep. Les Mis. Yawn.
What?
Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Right, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I'm alone here.
Okay. Is out.
It is out. Okay.
Great. The Lion King had a record-setting debut at the box office this weekend, despite the really bad reviews that it got, scoring $185 million. Also this weekend, which is really interesting, Avengers Endgame finally slipped past Avatar to become the highest-grossing movie of all time worldwide. But it's still a distant second here in the United States. So the highest-grossing movie worldwide might be Avengers Endgame, but here in the U.S., it is still Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Oh. That makes
so
sense.
Apparently the rest of the world doesn't love Star Wars the way that the United States loves Star Wars.
If you saw The Lion King, we would love to hear from you.
I heard great things.
I want to know. I want to know.
Because I heard a few people who came to a broadcast I did who did not like it.
Yeah.
Who felt like it works as a cartoon. It does not work with live animals.
Right.
And the part that they were talking the most trash on, Timon and Pumbaa.
No! No, don't you dare!
I know.
Listen,
that's sad.
Number one Nathan Lane fan right here. Trust me. I get it. It's going to be hard to let that go.
Right.
But I think Billy Eichner is going to do a great job.
Because the Jungle Book, they did such a great job with.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Jungle Book.
I loved Aladdin. I loved Aladdin.
Yeah, no.
I didn't even mind Beauty and the
ball
Beast.
Game, though.
So, everyone's just upset because they're ruining my childhood. Get over it.
Hey.
Get over it. You're an adult. Grow up and watch a movie. Netflix is causing insomnia. We kind of talked about this last show, BizBeat. The movie Secret Obsession is apparently keeping people up all night long because of how scary it is.
Wow.
Many people are reporting to Netflix. They're like, I cannot sleep because of this movie. I thought it was Snoresville.
Yeah, you said the acting was really bad.
It was really bad.
Hmm.
Where's my wife? And nurses giving medical advice, pretend nurses giving pretend medical advice. I always roll my eyes at it.
Okay.
It's always lame. But the movie stars Disney actress, former Disney actress, Brenda Song, as a woman who wakes up from an accident, can't remember anything, and really scary things start happening in her life after she gets back home with her alleged husband. I say alleged.
Now, how far did you get? Did she meet the husband?
20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. She wakes up and he goes, I'm your husband. Don't you remember me? But I think he just kidnapped her. Took her up to some mountain house, and that's as far as I got.
Oh, and she escaped? And then he went back and got her again?
Well, if that's as far as you got.
I couldn't keep watching. It was lame.
I bet just the next scene, it just starts getting insane.
I hope so, because I'm going to try it again later.
Isn't that the plot of Overboard also, pretty much?
Yeah, exactly,
charming. It is. And the thought of Overboard, really, if that happened day and age,
I know.
That is not okay.
Overboard, it's one of my favorite movies. Whenever it's on, Jen and
I
watch it.
We're going to kidnap a mom.
Make her take care of my kids.
But if you think about it, you go ooh.
It's bad news.
It's dark.
You're taking a mentally disabled woman?
Disney. Might be getting themselves a new airline. So you can take your Disney airplane to your Disney resort while you stay at Disneyland.
Yep, I'd do it.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Dude, Disney would not mess up the way that other airlines do.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Disney would make planes be more on time and the customer service would be fantastic.
Donald Duck flying the thing.
Cute.
Oh,
but no.
No. What if they did?
Come on.
They could do a princess plane.
Oh. So the company is looking to purchase several small aircrafts to fly to and from Orlando.
Okay.
So it won't be Disneyland, it'll be Disney World. And the major hubs that they are discussing right now are New York, Chicago, Detroit, and LA. But I say bring it over here to SLC if you really want some money, because We might not have as much money as Los Angeles, but boy, do we love throwing it at Disney.
That's
we love it. We're just like, here's everything I've ever earned.
Take it all.
Take it and run.
When you have young kids and you go somewhere where they get it and they understand and they actually facilitate towards them, it's just such a relief.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't tell you.
Justin Bieber, speaking of Disney, Justin Bieber made so much money as a street performer, he actually was able to take his mom on a trip to Disney World when he was a kid.
Just as a street performer.
Isn't that wild? We're in the wrong profession. Man, I tell you this all the time. But he says, I grew up in a rural town in Ontario with about 30,000 people. There's a huge festival in the town. A lot of people travel from everywhere around the world to go see it. So growing up, I'd go out and I'd busk the streets. So you'd have like this big busking, you know, just this little guitar outside this big festival. And people threw enough money in there. He was able to save it up and take his mom to Disney because they didn't have enough money to go.
Wow.
Isn't that cute?
That's a cute story.
Man.
See, you want to hate on him.
I love Bieber. What are you talking about?
I want to hate on him. I don't like him at all. Listen, you mess with Selena, you mess with me.
Exactly.
Selena's over it. You need to get over it.
No.
Michonne. Her name is Danae. I'm going to butcher this last name, so her name is Danae.
Yeah.
Danae, a.k.a. Michonne on The Walking Dead, is leaving the show after next season. They made the announcement at Comic-Con, which is crazy because now they don't have any of their original characters, and now they're losing the second wave characters, too. I don't know how they're going to keep the show going.
She's too big now. I think everybody loved her. Black Panther.
Mm.
She was a huge part of that movie and why people loved
it.
I bet, you know, everybody wants her to star in their movies now. And
she's like, I'm moving on from this.
Yeah.
Rick Grimes did the same thing. Guess who came crawling on back.
Michonne is really the reason I kept with Walking Dead for so long.
Yeah.
Cause I love her.
I think she can make it. I think she'll make it.
I hope so. That'd be great. And finally, the cast of Game of Thrones kind of trolled everyone at Comic-Con.
Did they?
Yeah. They busted on in for their panel. And they all showed up with Starbucks cups.
Oh!
So if you don't remember the whole controversy, someone left a coffee cup on the table with Daenerys Targaryen during a shoot. No one edited it out. It was just there.
Yep.
So they all showed up with the same cups and put them out on the table, which was pretty funny. That's solid.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Yep.
That is
the showbiz beat.
Some of the reviews that we're getting from Lion King, this text says, I thought Lion King was fine. I think if it was your favorite show as a kid, you probably won't like the movie. The realism was kind of scary, but impressive for my 5-year-old. That's from Gabby. Thanks, Gabby.
Interesting.
Went and saw The Lion King on Saturday. Timon and Pumbaa were the best part of the movie.
Oh.
The worst part of the movie was Beyonce.
Well, the good news is that Nala is not in a lot of the movie.
Yeah, just a few moments of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. I got to give a shout out to someone I met on Saturday. We were broadcasting from the Sprint store, giving away those Lion King tickets, and Alehi came up to me, and she listens to us every single day. Big fan of the show.
Hi, Alehi.
She texts in a lot? That name sounds so familiar.
No, not that I know. When we were talking, she didn't mention that she texts in.
Yeah.
But she does, like, listen every day.
Yeah.
She had her kid there, too, and we took photos. She even took a John shirt home.
Aww. What?
She was the first one. First person to take a John shirt. It was
that's
really
such
nice.
A lie.
Yeah,
you
so
know
finally,
it.
We were able to open up that box, guys.
By the way, we're out of... We're almost out of some sizes.
I know.
We're out of small. We're out of medium. We're very low on large.
Yeah.
Dude.
We're talking about the Jackson shirts.
Yeah, Nini's niche shirts that we have been given out.
By the way, okay, my husband, we were painting over the weekend. Guess what shirt he was wearing?
Was he wearing the Monroe shirt while painting?
Yes.
Your shirt's a throwaway shirt.
That's a bummer.
Oh, that's terrible.
Guess whose shirt he wasn't wearing for
my
a painting shirt.
Shirt.
Jackson's shirt.
No, of course not. You want to keep that one looking nice.
Now I lost my husband.
There was a spill at a broadcast last week that I did, and our sales manager grabbed one of my shirts and cleaned up the spill with my shirt.
No!
So that's where we're at.
Eric! Naughty! Bad dog!
He's like, no one's using these.
What a jerk.
Hey, you were talking about how the new Lion King is the... biggest grossing opening weekend, is that what it was?
I think so, yeah. Hold on, I have to find the story.
It was something like that. Well, what's the highest grossing film with the G rating?
March of the Penguins.
March of the Penguins? What do you think? Monroe?
Oh, man.
I
it's
can't
gotta
remember
be...
any G-rated movies.
They don't make a lot of G anymore.
Toy Story? Wasn't that a big one?
It was the OG Lion King.
No
was
way.
Really?
I didn't realize that was G-rated.
Yeah,
it's
back
so
in 94.
Scary.
So
dude, the Mufasa part, that is not G-rated.
The hyena part.
Those hyenas.
Where they talk about evil and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. They don't make a lot of G-rated movies anymore because everyone's so much more sensitive. That movie would be PG'd today.
So you're telling me that we've just changed.
We've changed. Not the content movies. Of the movies has not changed.
Yeah, there's no gray area anymore. It's just like super okay or offensive. Super shocking.
I've watched your 80s comedies. I know what you people got away with back in the day.
I told you, the language. We were watching Harry and the Hendersons with the family. And
in a PG movie.
And I was shocked some of the words they were using.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, you just don't get those in PG movies anymore. Pampers is launching a new line of smart diapers this fall. The diapers can track when your baby pees and report it immediately on your smartphone that you'll have it there. It cannot detect poop yet. So just so you know, number one, yes. Number two, no.
Isn't that what the little line on the diapers for?
That's what I thought, right? You have
the
little
line.
It just
turns blue and then like, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you who can already detect poop. This guy. Somebody brought their screaming kid into work this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I sat there, and this thing, I could smell it over the smell of animals. If I could smell your gross kid over the smell of animals, you need to change that thing's diaper.
So the diapers can also track a baby's sleep patterns, and will record those on the app. I just wonder, how expensive are these diapers going to be? They're disposable, right?
Yeah, I would assume there's some sort of like cover on them, like a slip or something.
So you know how my husband like buys, he bases everything on how much it costs?
Yes.
So we call this just brought back all these memories. So it used to be the 32 centers. You want me to grab a 32 center?
That's what you call the diapers?
Yeah. And there was a 50 center. A 50 center was the overnight diaper because you needed the heavier ones,
you know? Yeah.
So we'd be like, is that a 50 center? It's 2 p.m. and he's got a 50 center on?
Let's do one a 50 center. We can't live like this.
That extra 20 cents is going to break this family.
Is that a 79 cent diaper?
Oh, man.
Oh, Tom.
The stories you tell me. Monroe.
Turns out that Jackson doesn't know how to read a calendar. That's what I learned this morning.
Dude.
What is going on with
you,
man?
So I am not a person. I'm a workaholic.
Yes.
I am not a person who misses work. I am not. I'm very rarely late, like. It has to be real extenuating circumstances for me to, like, not do my job.
Right.
But this weekend, I had two reptile shows that I just didn't see on the calendar. Like, I looked at the calendar on Friday. I looked several times to make sure I could plan my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that I had one show on Saturday. Was fine. No big deal. Turns out I had one show on Saturday morning and one show Saturday evening. I only knew about the evening show.
What do you do when you miss a show?
Well, I got to that morning show and I was in Bountiful 30 minutes before it started and I had to get to American Fork. I was only like 20 minutes late, so it wasn't too bad.
You had to go get the animals.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I hustled.
Yeah, you did.
I broke a few laws. It's fine.
But you made it.
It's no big deal.
Showbiz.
Here's the thing, though. I had a show yesterday, too, that I just didn't see on the calendar. I don't know what my problem is. So this time, though, I'm up in Causey Reservoir. And if you've never been to Causey, you don't get service up there. There is not a cell phone tower. You are completely out of service. So I'm out there paddleboarding, having a few drinks, having a great time.
In fact, there is a photo of Jackson on the paddleboard that's up on our Instagram page at Mix1051 Utah.
Yeah, having the time of my life.
Yeah.
And you know what's even crazier about this? The guy who owns Scales and Tails, my boss was there, and we ran into each other as I was walking down to the lake.
Oh, no way.
I was like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, hey, good to see you. You want to borrow my paddleboard? And like, we just like totally casual, chilled out, hung out. So now I'm horrified because not only did I miss a show, he saw me carrying a bunch of beer to the beach. Like, oh,
so
I have a great time.
You were that employee.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
So this time, though, there's no service up at Causey. I can start driving down. And when we finally hit service again, I get like 5 missed calls and like 600 text messages.
No.
I felt so bad. I was like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me?
Dude.
I know.
You just totally missed it.
Yeah, just straight up missed it. Just straight
up. Oh, my gosh.
Someone went and covered it, but they were late. And
Yeah, of course.
So now I have to get a fruit basket or something. I feel so bad. Like, that is just so not me. I don't do that sort of thing. I would never blow off a day of work to go to the beach.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even if I were to do something like that, I'd get it covered. I wouldn't just leave anyone hanging, you know?
Sure. Sounds like someone making excuses afterwards is what it sounds like.
No, I'm admitting my mistake, Home Skillet. You also know that I don't make excuses.
No, yeah. When I saw that, I was just shocked.
I know. Yeah. I don't know what my problem is.
9 out of 10 people in a recent survey said that they are willing to buy some stuff used. Not everything needs to be brand new. Do you guys buy a lot of used material?
That's all I buy, yeah. Dog.
Monroe, you as well?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, let's go through this and see if it's something you would buy. Number 10 on the list of things we're willing to buy secondhand is sporting equipment like golf clubs.
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially kids.
Yeah, so my son Liam's getting into golf, and we bought him just a few clubs on KSL. Like, yeah. That's what we did. In fact, we had a tech who works here who was selling his clubs on KSL, and he had like 5 people call him and offer more and more money as soon as he put them up there because so many people want it's so much cheaper.
It's so much
than
cheaper.
Buying new. Number 9, a used lawnmower.
Most of the lawnmowers I've ever had in my life were secondhand lawnmowers. Lawnmowers, another big investment, they're expensive.
Yeah. Do they work as well? Okay.
There's always a trick to them. I had one
lawnmower. Yeah, that's true. They're getting rid of it for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had one lawnmower that I had to, every time you wanted to start the engine, you had to plug the spark plug in. But to get the lawnmower to turn off, you'd have to unplug it.
Dude.
But you'd have to unplug it with a stick because otherwise you'd get super shocked.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, let me tell you though, my roommate just got a brand new in-box lawnmower. It is worth it. Uh-huh. Oh, what a luxury. Yeah. They are so, they glide now. They're amazing.
Yeah. Number 7, we're willing to buy art secondhand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yes. I mean, that's
great.
The whole idea of art is you sell it and then someone else buys it, right?
You're not painting your own art.
Video games.
Oh, yeah.
We buy a lot of video games used. I have a hard time spending the money on video games for myself.
They're expensive.
They're so expensive.
I went to a swap meet. And I'm not saying that they stole these video games, but there was such a large variety of video games at this swap meet that I'm going to go ahead and guess those games fell off a truck for sure. And I walk, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get some incredible deals. And I was like, how much is this game? They're like, $40. At a swap meet? Try 10. Bye. And I walked away.
Still about a $20 discount.
Yeah.
No, because I went on to the pre-owned price at GameStop, which we all know how that can be.
Okay.
Same price.
Oh.
You can't charge GameStop prices if you're selling out of a tent, okay?
No. A chest of drawers. It's random.
Well, yeah.
I guess so. It's furniture?
A dresser.
Oh, okay. Furniture in general, yeah.
Dining room table is the number one piece of furniture we buy secondhand.
Yeah.
Number 4, a used bike.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
unless you're like really into cycling, then maybe you want the new one, but otherwise I'm fine with that. Use DVDs.
Yeah. I don't even buy DVDs anymore.
Yeah,
so.
Sorry. That's a hard one. We stream now.
Used books.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time used books.
And one of the most willing things we're willing to buy, at least, is a used car.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people use that.
Dude, what about clothes?
Clothes did not make this. Now, a few things we're less likely to buy used include baby clothes, which is weird because
they only wear
that was
them
the
for
number
like
one
week.
Thing Gosh. I bought. Is because baby clothes, they do. They only wear them for a week and then they grow out of them. So when you get them used, they look brand new.
Right.
It's crazy.
You just throw them in the washer because there's definitely some sort
yeah,
of slime
and then
growing
if
in
they've
there.
Ever had, if they've ever had like a blowout or something super bad, you know they just throw them away. Like you don't, you just throw clothes away, right? When they're that bad, you don't bother washing them.
You know,
so you know nothing too bad has happened.
When we were the first of like our friends and family to have kids. Mm-hmm. So we ended up giving all of our clothes to different. And it's so funny because even today, because they just keep getting passed around within friends, I'll see shirts that like, it was Liam's first. And I'm, it kind of brings you back. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like Liam's
cute.
Old shirt. Yeah. We're not likely to buy a used wedding dress. Yeah.
It feels
a little weird, doesn't
it? It does.
We're not likely to buy a used hat. Tell you right now, Mm-mm. you do not want a hat that I've had.
No.
Oh.
I sweat.
Yeah.
I got the sweat thing up
just
on
there. Just throw it in the dishwasher, man. It's fine.
I know. You keep telling me that. I never do. A tie? I don't wear a tie. I don't know enough about ties to know if that's something I would buy used. I have like one tie.
I don't know why
tie.
Not.
All the ties I've ever owned, I bought used.
Are they? Okay.
You know what? They want me to pay like $40 for a basically a rope. Are you kidding me? I went to Kohl's, which is like usually I get great deals at Kohl's. All the clothes are so cheap there.
Yeah.
Their ties were like $35, $40. I'm like, this is not happening.
Finally, a used mattress. is the last
nope,
one.
Yep. Nope. Uh-uh.
There are certain things maybe you don't want to buy used.
Yeah.
Some of us don't have that option.
So here we are.
My husband used to work for a mattress company.
Yeah.
So, like, you know.
Yeah,
he's like, you know why old mattresses are so heavy, don't you? And I'm like, no. It's because it's all dead skin.
Yeah. Thanks. New survey found that the average American only eats breakfast 3 times a week. You guys eat breakfast?
Yeah.
Every day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah.
I need a protein shake.
Okay. But every day you have that something. In the morning, something?
Yeah. If it were up to me, I wouldn't. But I know that that's not the healthy thing to do. So.
You wouldn't because you're not hungry that early in the morning? It takes you a while to ramp up. And
yeah.
I wake up starving.
I wake up starving, and also if I don't eat breakfast, I am a bear to deal with.
Yeah.
It is a problem.
Our favorite breakfast staple is what?
Bacon.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs, yeah. Ew.
Followed by coffee and then cereal. Does coffee consider breakfast by itself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude.
Especially the way that some people drink it, where it's like 800 calories for a drink and basically a milkshake.
Oh, yeah. Bacon is right after that, Jackson.
I love bacon.
We got our bacon budget these days because of Liam. My son Liam can crush like a... He's going to have heart disease here at the age of 10.
Okay, that's my problem with bacon because it's not filling.
No.
You can never get full on bacon. No. You can make a whole package. I could eat a whole package of bacon and it's super good and I would be super happy and I would still be so hungry.
Yeah.
It's just like meat candy. That's all it is.
It's so good.
Yeah. It can't sustain you, but it's delicious.
29% of us like avocado toast. Will you guys eat the avocado toast?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do my own. I do a little bit of hummus, just a little bit of hummus.
So hummus on there, you say?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cottage cheese, avocados, sunflower seeds, a little bit of salt and pepper.
Oh.
Oh, dang.
It's a specific kind of bread that you put it on as well?
Dave's Killer Bread.
Dave's Killer
Dude,
Bread.
Is there any other bread?
There should be no other bread.
I know you guys are fans of the Dave's Killer Bread.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And they're not paying us, by the way. We just actually genuinely love Dave's Killer Bread.
I've never had avocado toast.
What? How is that possible in 2019?
I've never had it.
There's like shops now that's what they do.
Yeah.
Why would you order it? You're just going to spread avocado on a piece of bread. I'm not going to go to a restaurant and order that.
There's so much more to it, though. It gets complex. One of my favorites, I take the Trader Joe's pepper jelly. I'll put that down on the toast, and then I put avocado on top of that.
I more just do the wheat with the avocado with a little bit of salt on top. Just a teeny bit, and that's fine. That's all I need.
No,
you have enough flavor right there.
I gotta dress it up a little, man.
But no, I need you to make an avocado. Your life is not complete right now.
Well, I don't know how to make it myself, personally.
You're only
thinking
of the way that John makes it, where it's just avocado.
Which is fine.
That's no way to live, okay?
Fine.
That's no way to live.
Trust me. All you need is one avocado, one piece of toast, and you got it down.
You're wrong.
People who eat breakfast work an average of 50 minutes longer before they need a snack break. Well, yeah. Duh.
Hello.
I don't think that's really a good stat. People who enjoy savory breakfast foods like bacon and eggs are more likely to prefer rock music and cats. I guess.
They got half and half, I guess.
People who enjoy sweet breakfast foods like waffles are more likely to listen to pop music, wake up early, and prefer dogs over cats. You don't like waffles?
I like waffles. I feel like they're a dessert. Like, I will eat waffles at night.
Oh, no. To me, waffles is one of my... When we go to the original pancake house, I order a waffle.
Yeah.
It's not worth the calories to me.
Oh,
the only time I eat a waffle in the morning is when I'm at a continental breakfast.
You mean when you're at La Quinta?
Yeah, when you're at La Quinta,
you go to the
finest
waffle
waffles in the nation.
You don't need to tell me that.
You do the little thing, the timer goes
on. Around.
Yeah, you got that weird fork to pry it up off of. La Quinta never changed, girl.
I gave La Quinta a shout out on Instagram and Jackson Marek right away.
I texted John. I was like, thank you for tagging La Quinta. Sponsor us!
How do we not know anyone who works for La Quinta?
Honestly.
My wife almost ruined date night for us. We were going over to a friend's house for a game night. And we had to have a babysitter, right?
Of course.
And I guess she booked the babysitter for next weekend. So
Jen,
we're sitting around waiting for the sitter like 15 minutes late, which isn't like her. So she reaches out. She's like, hey, where are you? And the sitter's like, I'm sorry, I had next weekend in. And Jen was like, oh, yeah, that's what it is. And I wish I could tell you this is the first time my wife has gotten a date wrong on something. But She's a project manager. That is Jen's title.
Yeah.
That is literally what
John?
She... Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Go ahead.
Okay? I'm going to stop you
Go ahead.
Right there because uh-huh. of everything that your wife does. Again, she's a project manager, uh-huh. okay? She's holding down the only legitimate career in your household, okay? She gave birth
yeah,
to two kids.
What are you doing?
She gave birth to two kids, but little did she know, she also married one, okay? So she's got three kids. She's a single mother and has a career. Plus, she's got to juggle summer camp. Uh-huh. She's got to juggle dance. She's got to juggle baseball and get you up on time to go to work.
I got to tell you, that's pretty much her response. what I said. I was like, well, you can't get a date right? That was pretty much what happened. She's like, ooh. You make me book everything. Doctor's appointments, dentist visits, the kids' camp schedules. I'm trying to figure out when you have broadcasts and when we can get the kids here and there.
I'm mad at you for her. I am mad at you right now for even daring.
Like,
oh.
Yeah. It's like, well, never mind. I'll just
yeah, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'll just find us another sitter.
Boo!
Yeah,
boo!
Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah!
So Tron, remember the movie Tron?
Yeah.
The original, I'm talking the 1983 film, was not...
Oh, then no.
Okay. Well, there was one before the new one. Tron was not nominated for special effects for the Oscar back in 83 because the Academy thought using computers to make effects was cheating.
Interesting.
Back then, it was all about puppetry and all, you know.
Yeah, that's
art.
True. Because back then, people were really doing it.
Oh, gosh.
And then you just put in lasers on a computer. Come on, man. That's not art.
This is cheap.
That's not work.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's I agree.
Make film great again. Bring back puppets.
I have never met
make
three people.
Make puppetry great again.
We all want puppets so
I
bad.
I want puppets back so bad. And like real stunts. Really blow up a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jackson, final thoughts.
Go blow up a car.
Okay.
Please don't
no,
do that.
Don't blow up a car.
And please don't use this clip in anybody's defense, okay?
Make sure you're wearing a Jackson shirt when you do it. Just say, no, don't do that.
Do it. Don't do it.
Do it.
Start from my toes. Gonna take them narrow horse.
Maybe we shouldn't do Colby Kelly.
How would you sing them in a row?
You could
do so much better than
me. It starts on my nose and it goes to my toes.
You know what? We'll just use it. We got two bars.
It. Yeah.
Fine. Fine. Monroe, thank you for participating every now and then.
Thanks, Monroe. Thanks for being a part of the show.
You think that I would remember, that I would know better.
Not to sing while the mics are hot.
But I kind of always feel like you're like, oh, I'm among friends.
Yeah.
They would never do that to me.
No.
We just want to showcase your talents.
Exactly.
We believe in you.
Yeah. Let's get to the podcast extras. Monroe won today by a lot.
By a lot.
So, Jackson, what do you got?
All right. My story comes to us from Orange County, California.
Mm-hmm. The O.C.
The O.C. The Orange County Register claims that California Highway Patrol arrested a man. Well, not so much a man as a clown. Officers spotted a man driving recklessly before they began chasing him. He eventually drove to Venice Beach before running onto the sand and helping another man cover a person up to his neck. So this guy's just wilding. Wait. He's in a green wig and a clown mask. He's driving erratically. He slams on his brakes at Venice Beach,
uh-huh.
hops out, still in clown gear, and starts helping a guy bury another guy up to his neck in the sand. So the officers are like, what is happening right now? People began following the clown until he reached the water's edge. So he starts burying this guy, and then everyone's like, get him!
Other people are following
him?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Now the whole beach is in on
it. Oh, my gosh.
Clown gets all the way to the water. Police drew their weapons when they closed in on him, so they weren't playing around.
Yeah, I bet.
They were not down to clown, if you will. Thank you very much. So as one guy started to close in on him and the officers had their guns out, that's when the clown surrendered.
Yeah.
But he took off his shirt and his colorful jacket, which is a real shame, before lying down to be arrested. But I want to point out that it does not specify that he took off his mask or wig. So now he's just a shirtless clown on the beach getting arrested.
That'll scare you.
Well,
yeah.
That'll cause nightmares.
There's no word as to whether he was on any substances or anything. But he's either on a substance he shouldn't be, or he's off a substance that he should be on.
Yes.
So true.
It's hard to tell in this situation, but he did get arrested.
Oh, man. I wish I was on that beach.
I know, right?
I want to see what's happening.
So dude, you'll never believe what happened to me today.
I'm just getting buried up to my neck. Regular day. This clown comes out of nowhere.
mine is, it's so hot that...
How hot is it? Wait.
So it was just a little hot this weekend.
Oh, man, so hot.
It was like 103 yesterday, I think.
I thought I was going to melt like a little piece of white chocolate. Yeah. I thought I was going to die.
233 million Americans were under excessive heat alerts. So it was so hot that the police in Massachusetts put out a message asking criminals to please hold off on committing crimes until today.
Please.
Can you just not today?
It was a funny message. They were like, listen, it's too hot for you. It's too hot for us. Let's try again tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll go back to playing cops and robbers tomorrow. But today, let's just all kind of hang out and be cool.
My roommate is a police officer. She talks about how spikes, whenever there are heat waves, spikes in crime go way up because everyone loses their mind. Everyone's so, like, the heat makes everyone so irrationally cranky.
You go crazy.
You go crazy and you just start committing crimes.
Wow. The National Weather Service in Omaha, Nebraska, baked biscuits by just putting them in a car.
No.
To prove how hot it gets in a car.
Wow.
You just threw them in there and...
Don't leave your dogs or your kids in a car. Yeah.
Zoos had to make Zoos had to make popsicles out of blood.
Yeah.
What?
To give to animals like lions and jaguars to cool them off.
Yeah, because that's what sounds good in the heat.
Blah.
Good old blood popsicle. Cool you right down.
The zoo makes blood popsicles for their bears all the time, and they love it.
Really?
They're so cute, too.
Oh.
They just sit there with their little butts on the ground. They just bat around the blood popsicle.
What animal blood are they using?
I don't know, deer?
Cow?
Right. I don't know. Do you know how much blood we spill every day so that you can have bacon, Jonathan?
That's true. That's
so that your son Liam can have all the bacon he wants?
The bacon massacre of 2 days ago.
Exactly. So yeah, they're just using some of that pig blood. They're fine.
During a Chicago Cubs game at the Wrigley Field, when a breeze finally blew through the stadium during the seventh inning, the fans actually gave it a standing ovation.
Yeah.
That's how hot
it was.
Whoa.
So miserable.
That is a stadium that gets heat anyways, and there is no breeze, and it's over 100 degrees. Nope.
When it's that hot, you can't get me to go sit in a stadium on a plastic chair in the sun for umpteen innings?
I feel that way about tonight. Liam has a baseball game. It's going to be 102 degrees.
Can I tell you, I took 3 water bottles with me yesterday, filled them up with ice and water.
Yeah.
Because my car doesn't have air conditioning. And I had to drive from my home in Bountiful, which is air conditioned.
Oh my gosh.
All the way to Ogden to meet up with some buddies. So I had one water bottle, ice cold water bottle, in the back of my, like in the small of my back.
Gosh.
I had one in the crook of my neck, and I just was pounding another one, just praying that it would be over. Nothing makes that 30-minute drive seem longer than the absolute heat beating down on your vehicle without any. And you can't keep your windows down on the freeway, man.
No, you can,
but it's not going to be a good time.
Well, and it's just at that, when it's that hot, it's just
it
hot
doesn't
air.
Matter. Yeah, it's just hot air hitting you in the face. Uh-huh.
You're driving a literal pizza oven.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Dude, you could have baked
biscuits.
Next time
I'm going to throw some biscuits up on, on the dash, and I'll have biscuits when I show up somewhere.
All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll have a brand new episode back tomorrow. Bye-bye.